one that can satisfy you.
Welcome to Knotcast, episode 222.
God damn.
Get your drag on with a dragon.
Hi.
I'm Shadron.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Keo.
And you don't count.
I don't count.
I'm Avery. Hi.
He's and a dragon. Token
we
dragon.
We have got ourselves yet another edumacational episode here on Knotcast.
God damn it.
It's not about sex.
It could be.
Maybe.
It's about fun stuff, for sure.
Change up a few notes.
So we're gonna kind of cut to the chase this week because it's really freaking late. It's 10:20 and
we tarried
far too long at tonight's dinner, and it wasn't very good. So
no it wasn't.
Anywho,
so anyways, we have Keo and Avery here this week to discuss a magical topic.
Magic.
It turns a dude into a chick.
I do like turning dudes into chicks.
Chick, magic.
I give them origami vaginas. It's how I roll.
It's this sort of this queer magic.
Poof. Yes. There is no surgery involved.
Allegedly. So, anyways, so this week's topic is drag and its history and stuff like that. Because Keo here makes a very scary woman. if you guys had attended Furry Fiesta clothing ceremonies when he was in full drag, and he was like 7 feet tall and terrifying with that mask and massive headdress.
I loom.
You loomed quite a bit. I thought it was really good, though. So this week's topic is going to be more or less up in Keo and Avery's alley. They are the experts on this, and we're here to learn their wizardry.
I'm the expert. Avery's my polyp.
I'm just the thing that makes things for you. Just shut up.
You do. He's my little sweatshop worker.
Anywho.
Okay, so
sorry, guys.
We're gonna go and do. So why don't we start with you guys giving your spiels? Because you came prepared. You got like multiple sheets of paper here with notes and everything.
I got notes and things. Well, I guess mostly, you know, Fuzzit asked me to get a list of stuff together. He was like, "This is stuff people might want to know." So I was like, okay, fine. So I got a little bit of history. So a lot of people don't know drag is actually an acronym for dressed as girl or guy, frankly.
Oh, is that what drag stands for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. It's an acronym. They came up with it. It was a slang term like a while ago.
It was primarily seen in like Shakespeare's and different things like that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, a lot of people think that drag is like this thing that's been around for a little bit. But if you think back, it's always been something that's been ingrained in, like, theater and entertainment. It's mostly been done for comedy purposes. I mean, it still is.
Well, like in as Shakespeare's play, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
All the women were played by young boys.
Yeah. I mean, lots of people think, like, drag is, like, transvestites. The guys that get off on wearing women's clothing. They want to be... Basically, they want to be considered a woman and... It's not really like that. It's more for entertainment purposes. Drag is for the entertainment. Transvestite,
which is typically more like cross-dressing, usually is more sexual.
Fetishy.
And then there's transgender, which is gender if somebody's born one way, but they feel that they're a different way.
Mm-hmm. And that really doesn't come into drag all that much, does it?
Not particularly.
Yeah.
I mean, it does obviously the lines blend sometimes, and a lot of the time guys get a little too comfortable in drag and suddenly sex change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people start getting into something deep enough, they get kind of crazy, like furries.
I know nothing about that.
No, I would know nothing. You know, the women that dress like guys is drag kings, obviously. But yeah, I mean, drag is more of a hobby and a profession.
Not a lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like a lifestyle.
I mean, some can turn it into that, but there's not as many that
you
do.
You can turn everything into a lifestyle. Well, like
you can turn it into a lifestyle, but it's more of like it's more of a job than it is actually. It's like
any hobby. Yeah, that it turns into a small job.
I mean, when you're putting on face, it's called painting your face because literally you are painting a brand new face onto the one you have currently, and I mean it's art form, frankly. But yeah,
it takes a fair bit of skill to put it on and have it look anything other than like a fright mask.
Yeah. It took me over a year of practice and I'm still not even close to being perfect.
Yeah. So when it comes to drag for you, you do it more as a hobby.
I do it more as a hobby and I like the fun. Yeah, I do it for fun. I like the art portion of it. Like, I love the makeup. I just love it. It's so much fun to sit there and make something weird on your face, because I was never really good at painting or drawing or anything, and it's kind of like a way to express myself through putting makeup on my face, I guess. So it's, yeah, but definitely it's more of a hobby, a really, really expensive hobby.
Hey, hobbies are.
Yeah. Let's see. I guess a lot of people don't know that there's drag queens are called female impersonators, gender illusionist, and usually, I've been asked this question before, drag queens prefer to be called she when they're in drag. So, I've actually had someone go, do we call it a he or a she? And it's like, well, first don't call it an it, or it might hit you with something.
Yeah, you'd be in the journey too.
Don't fuck with drag queens, they have rusty box cutters in their purses.
And heels for days.
God knows.
Beat you with those heels and you'll do major damage.
I would just step on someone. I'm like 7 feet tall in heels. Ridiculous.
You are an Amazon in heels.
I love it.
You're going to give them death by snoo-snoo.
Yeah, I mean, I have like, what?
What?
Futurama?
Oh.
Snoo-snoo.
Death by snoo-snoo.
I won't wear a heel that's less than 5 inches. It just seems wrong to me.
Why bother?
Yeah.
Won't, or we just haven't found them yet.
Not nice ones, at least. Fucking big-ass feet. I hate man feet. Gonna cut my feet in half.
Oh, I don't think that worked very well for you.
But this is not China. You cannot find your feet.
We've been talking about it.
I want to so bad, though. I want lady feet.
My feet are not that
like
old.
Teal. Teal and his lady feet.
Teal has lady feet?
He does. Fucking midget feet.
The problem is large amounts of the shoes that are made only go up to a certain size, which is typically size 11 for women, which for guys is, if I remember correctly,
9.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, okay. So, female, to clear this up for anyone that wants to get into it, male feet are 2 sizes smaller than women's shoe size. So if you have, if you want to know what your shoe size is in women's shoes, you take your shoe size as a guy, add 2. That is your shoe size.
So I'd have to find size 13 women's.
Oh, that's still doable. There's still some places, even Ross carries size 13. But after that,
feet are pretty wide, though. Like, never rock the pumps.
Because I know that because I'm a 9 women, so I'd go down to like a 7 men.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it, I mean, yeah, it works both ways.
Like, I wear a size 14 to 15 women's, and
I wear a size 15 to 16.
Yep.
It's so ridiculous to find.
Finding shoes is typically harder, as well as a lot more expensive. As well as the fact that because I'm a bigger guy, I have really thick calves. So whenever I wear boots, I have to have either lace up so then they can actually fit properly, or I need to get a size larger than what I wear because they make the calves portion larger.
Mm-hmm. And then we rock those heels, god damn it.
Fall over. I don't know if I've ever actually, I haven't seen you in drag.
Oh.
No.
Anyways.
I need to see now.
No.
No, why not?
Put it away, Keo.
Put what away?
Put it away. I know what you're doing.
Oh, he's got... Oh. Of course
I do. Not going to share with the class. Come on.
Oh.
Of course I have pictures. I put them in it.
We still need to do Sarah some night.
I would love to, but he'd have to shave his little pedo beard off.
Hey, at least it's a pedo chin tuft and not like a stash. It depends on how lazy he's been about shaving.
So there are different types of drag queens out there. There's, as the general term would go high camp queens, which are very, as Kia put, clown-like.
Yeah, they're the clown-like queens. They're think very divine-esque, mm-hmm. like really harsh, clowny makeup. They're the ones people normally think of when they think of drag queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like oh god, there's this one really large drag queen. That's the huge ass eye makeup and shit.
Divine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one with the eyebrows.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's what most people think of when they think of drag queens is the high camp ones, because it kind of falls under the same, you only see the craziest.
Oh, of course.
No, they're the ones who get sent around.
You know? Yeah, I mean, they're really good. They're the really fun queens. I love high camp queens. They are so much fun to hang out with. But then you have, like, the high fashion queens, the ones that wear lots of couture, really expensive jewelry, they're really fashion forward.
A good portion of the girls that you'd see on, like, RuPaul's Drag Race right now would be considered high fashion, like Manila Luzon, Raja, and, like, Roxy, well, kinda.
She's a pageant queen.
Yeah, fuck pageant queens.
Pageant queen?
So pageant queens are the drag queens that... They don't necessarily do drag at, like, the clubs and such, or they don't go to, like, the parades and perform there. They're strictly there for the competition, because mm-hmm. there's a huge, huge circuit of competition for drag queens.
Miss Gay America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's violent. Like, the stuff they make them do in these pageants is ridiculous. I've seen people throwing fire around. It just gets crazy. But, yeah, they're the really, really expensive queens that cost a lot of money. Oh, my God, so much money. Those are the bitches that come out with, like, diamond sequin gowns.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of dress.
Sarah was telling me that when we went to that drag night at S4 and they were doing, like, their routines, it's like, I'm looking at some of the ones, it's like... They got titties. How do they have titties? And Sarah told me that they're fake.
Yeah, they were fake. So
it's like, those are the best fake boobs I've seen in my life.
So that was actually a breastplate.
A literal breastplate.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, most queens that you see that have, it looks like they have really natural tits. Like, they have real boobs. They're a silicone.
Mm-hmm.
And they attach, basically they have straps that go, it's like a bra, but it's all silicone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put it on right and you blend your makeup down right onto the breastplate, it makes it look like they're real tits.
It's amazing. I thought, isn't that considered cheating?
No.
I thought that they had gotten boob jobs, and I thought, isn't that cheating? But no, breastplates, I was like... Those are fake?
Yeah.
Wow!
I remember Sarah talking to me about that. He was just like, no, those are real tits. I'm like, no, Jenna Sky has a really, really good breastplate on.
Absolutely fantastic, because I thought that they were real, and I know tits.
Oh, I love seeing drag queens that come out like... the drag queens that come out, like, completely naked. I'm just like, how do you do that? That's crazy. They've tucked it to Christmas and beyond.
Yeah, it's like, is it retractable? Does it fit up inside? You've been doing it so long?
Getting into that now.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, so all the people that... For when you want to tuck your junk back, essentially, there's one method, which is a gaff, which is a special kind of underwear. Basically, it has a pouch that you put your dick in,
mm-hmm.
and you pull them tight back, and it pulls everything under and around. And, like, the testicles, there's two pockets where the testicles are, and they go into your body, essentially. And
they undrop.
Yeah, pretty much. You put them back where they came from. Back where you came from.
Up inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you just... I mean, lots of queens tape it down. It's the best way to make sure shit doesn't shift in coitus. Doesn't, you know, fall out of customs. So, and, like, lots of queens tape it back and shit like that. I've seen bitches duct tape. Don't duct tape your dick, kids. Don't.
Oh, just man.
Don't. Don't do it. I've seen so many queens that are like, I use duct tape, and I'm like, you're an idiot.
So you're taking off your pubic hair with force.
Yeah. If you're going to wrap your dick with tape, use a medical tape. use a medical tape. It will hold better for moisture, and it won't rip your dick off.
Well, now you're a girl.
Yeah. It's really hard to tape back, but just don't use duct tape on your dick, kids. It's good for lots of things, but your dick ain't one of them. God damn it. Scary ass queens. I guess we could do an email now, though. I think we got far enough in where we could move on.
Let me pull up an email here that is topical.
Because I could sit here for hours and just blah, blah, blah.
Okay, this is something you may want to pull up on yours so you can show Keo and Avery. This one has a photo involved.
Here we have a larger screen.
Please tell me there's no dick involved.
But dick, you like dick.
I do, but honestly, random dick kind of scares me sometimes.
Who done got up in drag for me? This is going to be cute.
Okay, so this where's doesn't involve... It's the one titled Cross-Dress Help.
Help. Yeah.
Greetings, Knockout's crew, and Doug and females. I have had an interest in cross-dressing for some time now, and I've been told to make a passable girl. However, I've never tried it in public aside from certain special occasions at work where costumes were encouraged. My main concerns stem from makeup, voice, and needing falsies that weren't manufactured in a joint effort between Charmin and Saran. My question for the first and second point are, where do I find tutorials or how-tos for makeup? And how can someone with a middlingly deep masculine voice pass it for female? And for the third, do you have any recommendation for falsies? I've attached a headshot, if that helps. I know I need to shave, but that's a given. Thanks for your help. Error 10, the food dog on.
Okay, so first I'll tackle the one about where to find makeup tutorials. YouTube.
Yeah, there's some really good ones
out there. YouTube. My whole drag career has been YouTube. Well, not all of it, but everything I've learned so far has been from YouTube. Oh my god, there are some amazing queens. The three I would recommend watching... Vivian Panay's just started dropping new ones. She has fantastic makeup tutorials up. Manila Luzon has a tutorial up, and it's probably my favorite one. It goes really into depth. She goes through the whole process and talks about it all, from step one to all the way. And then there's one online called Petrolude, and he goes into a lot of... He has... an array of topics. You can find out how to cover your brows, do your lips, contour, makeup, everything you would want to know about how to do your makeup in general, Petrolude would have in great detail.
One thing I would say in regards to looking at YouTube for the tutorials, honestly, look at drag tutorials, because I've gone through a lot of the ones that are done by natural women, and a good portion of them are really depressing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, guys have a completely different facial structure. That's another thing. If you're going to learn how to do your makeup, the first thing you need to do is touch your face. Learn where your bone structure is and get comfortable and familiar with it, because you can't set your makeup on your face correctly without knowing where your bone structure is. I mean, it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other ones?
Where do you find falsies?
Boobsforqueens.com, ting. let's see. Honestly, what I do, since I'm not going to go buy a shit ton of silicone and put them on, if you want to go professional, get a breastplate online. They're fantastic. For normal, right now, currently I get a bra, and I fill it with polyfill, and then I take a piece of fabric and I sew it in. They're like pillows. And, then I just wear the bra, and since it's in a bra, your boobs are going to fall in natural places.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have one, always get one with an underwire, because it'll hold everything up, and then you take your natural fat or your own tits and you pull them into the bra, and then you just pull the underwire up under your boob and you get a natural cleavage.
If you're super skinny, obviously you won't be able to do that because you don't have boobs like us.
I have boobies.
Moobs.
But, yeah, no, I really suggest sewing some tits together or having a friend sew some tits together. They look really natural for what they are.
So basically use like the polyfill that you get in bags from mm-hmm. like Hobby Lobby or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, basically you just make giant pillows for your tits. And just be careful what you sew off the backing in, the part that's going to be holding against your chest, because if you don't get, you're going to want a comfortable fabric.
Don't get something itchy, because it's actually against you, and if you're doing drag for a couple hours or something like that, it's the same idea as if you have, like, in this case, honestly, it's kind of like having a fursuit on, the fact that
it's hot.
That too. But the portion behind the actual fur, the backing of it, is actually pretty itchy. So long term with that, that's never comfortable.
Yeah. Mm. And when you're finding your bra size, since a lot of guys obviously aren't going to know how to get a bra size, take a fabric tape measure and go under your tits, around your back, and back to the front under your tits. Make sure it's snug to your body. And take the measurement in inches, like round to the nearest inch. If the measurement ends up being an odd number, you're going to want to try getting a bra size that's either one above or one below the measured size that you just made. So that's going to be your bra sizes from under your tits all the way around.
Like me, I know I am technically a 52.
Huh.
I got that information from other means.
Sarah's. They're not Sarah's.
I went to Victoria's Secret.
He done got his secret done revealed.
So you just, like, went in and said, hey, I want to measure for drag, and they're like, okay.
I did, but in a way that made them comfortable. I made sure that they understood I wasn't doing it for any sexual purpose. I was just like, hey, how are you guys doing? I need your help. Well, how can we help you? I need you to measure me. Huh? Yes, I need to find out how big my boobs are. Okay. Do you want to go to one of the dressing rooms, or do you just here? Let's just do it right here.
Yeah. So. And honestly, especially when you're trying on your boobs, lots of drag queens like to have really, you'll be a cup and you'll want to go like triple D F boobs. Don't do that.
Make something that's actually natural to your body.
Yeah. The suggestion I got from my drag mother a long time ago was to, when you're picking out your bra size, go two sizes up from your normal cup. So if you have a rather flat chest, you'd probably go for about a C cup. Where I'm at, I go for a D or higher.
I go for a D too.
Yeah. So honestly, a D down's usually where you want to get most natural, unless you're a rather larger queen, then yeah, you could go up higher. Mm-hmm. It's just, don't get the crazy F boobs. You just smacked yourself and punched yourself out with your fucking tit. Because even real women don't like doing that.
Trust me.
So, yeah, be conscious of your cup size. Just don't go too big.
What was the other question for that email?
That was all three. Let's see. First of all, how-tos, tutorials. How do you doing a voice? That was the third one.
Doing a voice is hard.
If you have an extremely deep voice, I'm sorry to say, it's unless you repeatedly get kicked in the balls.
Honestly,
I don't think that's a very permanent.
I wouldn't suggest it.
No, don't.
Honestly, just try to bring up your octave a few levels. If you can't get it to lady levels, then honestly, just rock what you have. I mean, I know a lot of queens that have really deep voices. And, I mean, just present yourself properly. If you think you want to dress like a lady and you want to present yourself as a lady, present yourself as a lady. Make people believe your illusion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do that. God damn it.
Do we want to do another email, or do you want to continue on your notes?
Let's do another email. We have lots.
Okay. Let's see. Actually, let me look and see what's... there is one that's actually addressed to you, Avery.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
You totally did it. In the butt.
Quick question for Avery.
See?
Dear sex toy guru. Following your advice, I ditched the Astroglide gel in favor of the System Jail lubricant, and wow, there is a difference.
No.
I didn't realize how sticky and unpleasant the Astroglide was until I switched to a quality lubricant. I now also have a proper silicone sex toy from Exotic Erotics in order to replace my old jelly one.
Holler.
I do have a question, though. I recently purchased a Doc Johnson Mood Pleaser Zigzag Stroker, and the packaging claimed it was phthalate-free. However, I moved it from a box of dongs the other day and found that it had started to melt into the aforementioned jelly dildo that I'm replacing. I'm sure the old jelly toy contains phthalates, but does that the fact that this new toy is melted mean that they both contain them?
No, it does not. Sadly, I've had toys that melted together too and created monstrous things I had to throw away. Oh, that was $100 sadly spent. Anyways, just there are a good portion of materials that sadly just can't be next to each other. Like the zigzag, if it's the one that I'm thinking, is made out of UR3, which is a style of rubber that has a realistic sensation. I actually had a...
Yeah, is that the stuff that Tantus is made of?
No. Okay. But I've had a product made out of UR3 and also had another product made out of PVC. And I put them in one of the bags I have. This is a long time ago. And I was gone for a weekend, came back, and they literally melted into this giant dildo of anger and sadness.
Honestly, the best thing I can tell people, especially with that stuff, is get little bags for your dongs.
Little sandwich bags or whatever.
Keep them separate.
Gotta keep them separated.
If you can't do actual bags, get pieces of cloth. Even if it's something just wrapped around it a couple times, that is enough. Just don't let the materials themselves touch. The one that used to be said that you couldn't do was silicone toys couldn't touch each other. That's actually a lie. Silicone toys can touch. It's mainly a lot of the other products out there, they can't touch each other. So.
And the mysterious panther speaks up and says baby powder can help with that, too.
We actually use cornstarch for our toys.
Yes.
Because baby powder in women are risky. Yeah. Oh, so
it's called rinse that shit off before you use it.
There's still limits.
Okay.
So. Yeast infection.
No, cancer, but actually.
Didn't know that.
Talc powder is actually provided with a bunch of the realistic feeling products from, what's that company called? Vaculok from Doc Johnson. But whenever I worked at the sex store, we always suggested throw it away immediately, use cornstarch instead, because it's going to do the same idea that it's supposed to in regards to keeping it feeling realistic.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it's safe to use on the body.
Oh, okay. So, hey, the more you know, right?
I didn't know that. That's surprising.
The Mood Pleaser Zigzag, those are made of UR3.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what it says right here, because he included a link to the actual image.
Ah.
The product. You know your dong, sir. So,
damn right.
There you go. Eagerly awaiting your wisdom, Brant the Dragon. So, there's that.
Hi, dragons. Where my people at?
Okie dokie. So, you want to keep going back onto the topic?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I don't think we actually have any more drag questions. I'm glad we got the one, but...
I thought there was one about... Yeah.
Hold on. Well, just look through them.
Okay. Well, okay. So I guess I'll go ahead into... Because obviously if you're cross-dressing or if you're doing drag or any sort of trying to look like a woman, you're going to need to know how to find your dress size. Not breast size.
Fancy. Yeah, I just did that.
Yeah, okay. So when you're finding your dress size is based off your bust, which is the area around your titties, which if you're a drag queen or you're going to wear false tits, put on your false tits before you do your bust, or you're an idiot. Don't do that. You're going to want to measure around your waist, and you're going to want to measure around your hips.
They are different.
Your hips are not the thing that is under your gut. I will tell you that right now. That is not your hips. So lots of guys wear their belts, like I do too. Like,
below your gut.
Yeah, and that's not actually your waist. Your waist is up here, or your hips are up here. Like, this is your area, and then your waist is here. So, it's where the measurements fall. It makes a lot of difference, because that's how the dress is going to fit on your body. Basically, the best thing I can tell you is get those measurements and go online. There's a crap ton of calculators out there that will give you your exact dress size down to the inch. So, that's always a good thing to know.
We're sorry, you have to use a parachute.
That's what mine told me the other day. I was just like, what's my dress size? Ow! I'm gonna wear, like, 5 sizes smaller than that, thanks. Oh, yeah, okay, so when it comes to your dress size, too, you can. There's ways to make your dress size smaller. I use a lot of body shapers, or girdles, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a more common term that people understand.
Yeah. I wear 2 girdles.
Two?
I wear 2 girdles and a stomach shaper. So, yeah. Okay, so basically the best way to shape your body is foam. You're going to want, if you take foam, you can shape hips out of them and an ass, because I have no ass. You put multiple layers of pantyhose on, which will hide your leg hairs and will help with your tucking. You put those on, and then you put the girdles on top of it, or a girdle. I wear 3. And then that all helps to tighten your skin to your body, and it makes everything look much more slimming and appealing, and it makes your clothes fit better.
Ah.
So, I wear girdles that have underwire in them already, so I can just pop tits in there.
And it's, at least I've worn some undershapers before. It actually makes clothing kind of slide nicer over.
It does. Honestly, like, Lola, my friend from Virginia, that bitch wears a body shaper everywhere where he goes. Like, everywhere. He loves it. Because it makes your clothes fit better. Mm-hmm. It makes your all of your body proportions just look more appealing to the eye. And it honestly just makes your clothes fit.
Now, outside of girdles, there is another option, which is something that's not only shaping, but also something fashionable, which are corsets. Big thing with those is, if you're looking for one that's actually going to do something for you, you need to make sure that it has metal boning in it, which is sadly going to make it more expensive, but it's actually going to do what it's supposed to. You want to make sure that you get something that has...
lacing?
Yes.
Lacing up the back or the front, really.
Because...
preferably in the back.
Exactly. The big thing with that is you want something that you can actually tighten. They do make ones that the front has basically portions that fit into each other, and then the back is zipper. But the thing is, that doesn't do much in regards to helping you shape. That's, you already have a shape, and that's just for fashion. The ones that actually have the lacing are the ones that you can tighten.
Those are the ones where you see ladies putting, having their friend put a foot on their back and, "You will be skinny, Bertha! Bertha, fucking suck it in, you bitch!"
Which, outside of the comedy of it, is honestly what it does. Suddenly you can have an hourglass figure.
Mm-hmm. They work really well.
So, the big thing is...
you just gotta suck it in. Suck it in, bitch.
Yep.
That's how I feel every time I get into the girdles. Like, shut up, Bertha! Get the fuck in there!
Your organs move around. let's see.
So uncomfortable.
We've talked about heels. Wigs.
Wigs. Everyone we actually brought several wigs here.
We brought 2.
Okay, I saw 3, but whatever.
No. There is actual...
they've just been flying everywhere.
Right.
Literally.
That's a pretty wig.
We brought 2 different styles. We brought synthetic hair, and then we also brought human hair.
Which one's a human? The other one?
The with my hair back and forth.
Oh, that one's actually human?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
So we're going to get into that one in a second. First of all, obviously, synthetic hair is way cheaper. I have one that is about 25 inches long. And, like, this actually goes down Keo's back, which is a feat.
Yeah, that's actually pretty big.
And the thing that I do like about it is the fact that it's really affordable. They typically have really awesome colors, different things to do with it. The only problem that I have with it is the fact that it's typically a lot more coarse feeling, which, granted, if you're performing, people shouldn't be touching your hair to begin with.
Yeah.
But the other issue is a good portion of them you can't do as much styling with because...
they're basically Barbie doll hair.
Basically. They do make some synthetic materials that are going to be higher heat resistant, so you can do some things. Mm-hmm. But the problem is if it gets too close to that threshold or past it, suddenly it's melting into solid sheets.
Plus, if you've ever had a doll or anything, you know what happens to doll hair eventually.
Exactly. The only other issue that I have with synthetic is, and I say this on the fact that I've actually made wigs now. I can actually say that now.
You're a wigger.
Technically, an actual term. It's an actual term, sadly. Synthetic hair is a lot lighter, which some people like, and the fact that you can do a lot more. But I don't like for the fact that it's a lot less natural. If it would give you an idea, go ahead and hold this for a second.
Okay.
See the weight that it has? Mm-hmm. This, which is...
Just hand him the head.
Okay. Do you...
Significantly heavier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So...
Like, because synthetic wigs usually don't have much body, and there's not much hair there, whereas a real hair wig will... Mm-hmm.
Has a lot more oomph behind it.
A more oomph.
So...
You can just do a lot more, because human hair, you're not really gonna hurt it all that easy. Like, I mean, obviously you can, because you can hurt real hair, but you can sit there and style it, redo it, wash it with normal shampoos and conditioners.
So, in regards to the question that you had about price, the synthetic that you guys felt was $30.
Was it $30?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was the $10 one.
No, the $10 one's the brown one.
Oh, yeah.
This cost me, for supplies, $150. So, because the thing is... There are four different size layers in this. 18, 16, 14, and 12.
So did you make that?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
It's my work in progress.
So, this
what,
is...
Avery or that?
Yes.
So, but yes, I like the human hair because it has a lot more body behind it. It actually has volume to it.
It feels real, too.
Exactly. And then in regards to purchasing them, prices obviously vary depending on where you go for it. But a basic human I've seen start in the 70s. It can go much higher than that. And it depends on what type of cap that it has on it. If it's just a basic cap, they're typically a little bit cheaper versus lace caps, which are much more expensive.
Lace fronts are so expensive. Honestly, if you're wanting to get wigs for the cheap, go to the ghetto and find beauty supply shops. They are god.
As bad as it sounds, you're typically going to find a lot of black girls there, but it's honest. Black girls wear wigs. They wear weave. It's what they do.
And it's you can get really cheap ones. Yes. I mean, the deeper you get into the ghetto, the cheaper the wigs get, and you can find lots of different styles. Lace front wigs boggle my mind a little bit.
And lace front?
Okay, so show her a regular wig. So basically a normal wig has, it just cuts off in the top and it doesn't look that natural when you put it on unless you do some work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lace front, there's actually no lines in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And because it has a lacing in the front and you glue it down to your head. And then you cover it with makeup or spray or however the hell you do it.
There's a lot of ways to hide you.
Yeah. And,
it seems like a part of your head.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have that part right there. It actually looks like it's coming out of your head.
Huh.
So, they're a lot more expensive and they take a lot more work and practice to do.
It's for when you're a little bit higher level.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, lace fronts look nice.
So, how many merit badges do you have to have before you get to lace fronts?
I suggest lace fronts for the cross-dressers that are actually really trying to look like a woman completely, or a performer that's been going at it for a while. Another tip I did learn is, especially for drag queens, is buy your wigs in twos.
Twos?
You can add layers to the hair with... If you have two wigs, you can do more with it. Because you can pin one wig into the other wig, and you can style it, make it larger, add a bump. Like, basically a bump is, say, I don't know how to really explain it. It's just a big bump you put on top of your head to add more volume to your hair.
Yeah, to make basically get the huge big hair thing going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some queens have like 4 bumps in their hair and just it gets crazy. But if you're going for just wearing it out, buy one wig. But if you're actually going to be performing, I would suggest getting 2 of the same wig because then they'll style together.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't want to take the time to learn how to style, because I'm still learning that, I can tell you it's a bit of a bitch. But if you definitely think that you're going to be performing and you want something big, you want big hair, honestly, the easiest place to look is Amazon and eBay. If you actually put in drag wig, a lot of things come up.
Yeah, Amazon, mm-hmm. eBay, or talk to your hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good hairstylist that isn't, you know, Supercuts, you can talk to them. Most of them, all of them know how to work with fake hair because that's how they learned. Yeah, every hairstylist learns how to do it on fake hair first. So,
let's see. For those who are curious about actually going and watching drag queens, because, you know, before actually trying it yourself, you may be curious to see it and outside of pictures.
Or with dolls.
Yeah, I mean, to actually go to a gay bar and actually see, oh, look at her. tip them. Tip them.
Yeah.
They are working hard. So have a... I know it makes it sound like you're going to a titty bar, but have a stack of ones with you. Give dollars to drag queens that are performing.
I honestly got this this idea for giving this tip because Fuzz didn't know you were supposed to tip drag queens.
Mm.
And it's just like, no, honey. Like, literally, they're only making their money through tips. Trust, I know. And, I mean, they work like servers at restaurants. Like, they're getting all of their money from tips. Bars don't pay them that well at all, if at all.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, you see the ones that are coming off of RuPaul's Drag Race that are doing a lot of performances all around the country. Mm-hmm. They're being booked. They are being given money to do that. Mm-hmm. But for the drag queens that they're performing at your local bar, they don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or they get paid really low. I mean, drag is not comfortable. I will break that illusion for every single one of you potential drag queens / cross-dressers. It is not comfortable. It is not. Unless you are going for comfortable drag, and if you are comfortable in drag, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, just as a girl, I can tell you heels fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's an art you must suffer for.
Yeah.
And beauty is pain.
It literally hurts like a bitch, and it is not comfortable. I've almost overheated I don't know how many times.
You did heat a couple times.
Yeah. It's just... It takes a lot to look like a woman, and you can't expect it to be comfortable. And my drag mother said if you feel good in drag, then you're doing it wrong.
You should probably explain what a drag mother is,
I guess,
since you've mentioned it.
I suppose. Okay, so when I was very young, I went to a drag bar, and I started seeing a lot of the drag queens or whatever, and I got... really deep into the drag community back in Virginia Beach. And I found someone that basically... My drag mother is a drag queen that teaches you how to do drag. Basically teaches you all of the basics and everything you need to know. My time with her was unfortunately cut short because I went to college, so I didn't get all of my drag boot camp training in.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, a drag mother... I don't know, it's really hard to explain because it's really hard to find a drag mother, but when you do, it's like a symbiotic relationship. And they're usually the drag mothers, you usually find families where a lot of drag queens share the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
And those are drag families because they're drag mother and you usually take on their last name. Some of them don't anymore, but like there's a really big community of last name, like, families that are really big in the drag community.
And they're kind of related through teaching and...
Yeah, like...
It's kind of like apprenticeship, almost.
Yeah, a little bit.
You have the drag guild mistress, and then the drag journeyman, and the drag...
Pretty much, like...
Which At the same time, it can then turn into family feuds.
Yeah, it turns into a nasty mess. One of the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race, Roxy Andrews, was actually... Her drag mother was Erica Andrews, who is one of the drag queens from Dallas. And she passed away a few months ago. But, yeah, no, like, it spreads.
Mm-hmm. So that's neat. But there is that sense of community and follow through, and you know,
that's the one thing people don't understand. Like, drag queens are really catty and bitchy a lot of the time, but most of the time it's just this big act they play out for their character, or you know, that's just how, I don't know, it's kind of a term of endearment almost. Mm-hmm. Like, we're catty with each other, but we know it's all in good fun. And honestly, some of the drag queens I've got to know have been some of my best friends, and are a lot of the drag queens are stupid nice. They'll play catty and bitchy, but they're really nice people and really interesting, because drag queens go through some shit. Mm-hmm. They really do, because I've had shit thrown at me before.
The thing is, you have to remember, they can be looked down upon by two different communities, because there's obviously still a bunch of people that are very homophobic, mm-hmm. but at the same time, there can also be a lot of the gay community who feels that it's looking down upon them.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, they're being camping and mocking.
Yeah, they're being caricatures of gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like lots of drag queens that come into like the parades and whatnot, people get really uptight about that because they're like, "Ooh, you're portraying us incorrectly, and you're not pushing our cause forward." Then there's the transsexuals who obviously don't like it because we're characterizing women and they're trying to be women. And it's messy.
So yeah. The next part, and probably the most important part, makeup.
I love my makeup. Oh my god.
You've spent so much money.
I have spent so much money. This box right here has about $1,000 worth of makeup in it now.
Oh my.
Yeah, like, it's an expensive little box.
And the other thing about makeup is one reason why I don't keep a stash is it goes bad. So you buy something expensive, and even if you don't use it, it's not good in X amount of time. So when you go to use it again, you pretty much have to rebuy.
Yeah, foundation lasts for 2 years, usually. Mascara lasts for a year. I'm trying to think of everything. Powders last forever. Okay, not forever.
Yeah, but
any of your liquids or your cake makeups are usually they have an expiration from 1 to 2 years. Most of my foundation sticks have about a 2.5 year life on them because of how they're made.
So rule number one, cover girl.
It's a very cover boy.
Exactly. It's very much a known name. However, the way that their products are made, they are very much made for women. They do not help men at all.
No. Mm-hmm. No. They're terrible. The coverage... Oh, sorry. The coverage on most of the CoverGirl products is really low and made for actual females.
It doesn't need to cover up.
Exactly. It doesn't need to change.
And CoverGirl doesn't actually have a good color vibrancy to it, so there's not much you can do for... It's just, it's a bad line. I don't like, I hate CoverGirl. Because, I mean, I use thick-ass sticks of makeup.
Jesus Christ.
God.
I know.
That's like a triple-size lipstick thing.
Yeah. So
that one's called Krylon.
I love my Krylon. That's my Krylon TV paint sticks. I adore them. They're actually really cheap for what they are. Like, it's all professional-grade makeup. And they're like, what, anywhere from...
About 13 bucks.
Yeah, about 13 to 20, depending on where you buy them.
You can purchase those on Amazon, by the way.
I would be careful with that. If you can, find a costume shop, because you need to color match.
Yes. Which is what I did.
Yeah.
Color matching's a bitch.
I'm trying to think. There's really not a lot of costume shops here in Dallas.
There actually is. Yes.
There? Really?
Yes. They're all near the medical district and the gay district.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, we have the Costume World store over by our house, too.
I was going to say, I know there's that big one over in Fort Worth that has Hangman's every year, but Okay. Hey, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, honestly, it's really hard. It's best to Google search your area and look for costume makeup stores. Like, we're blessed because we have this one store, and it has a full line of Krylon, a full line of Ben Nye, which is also another really good costume brand.
It's theater makeup, which can be very helpful for you if you're looking at doing performance.
Yeah, if you're doing performance, go get theater makeup because it's going to touch the light best.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's meant to be underneath highlight, and anytime you do theater, they always, it's a completely different technique of putting on makeup. Whether it's drag or anything else.
Yeah. Whereas if you're doing a more natural look, if you want to be a daywalker,
as a vampire?
Yeah,
basically.
If you want to be a daywalker, basically wear a lower. I suggest wearing a lower coverage.
Like for me, and I use this not to dress as a woman. I do it because my cheeks become extremely red sometimes, and it's not out of embarrassment, it's just it does. Mm-hmm. So, I've found a good foundation that works for me. It's a liquid foundation, it's technically full coverage, but it's not going to last like the Krylon ones. It's by a company called NYX, N-Y-X, and I find it at this Ulta Beauty store.
Mm-hmm. You can find NYX anywhere.
Yeah. A lot of beauty shops will actually carry NYX.
Yeah, I honestly suggest full coverage is a really good foundation. If you have a lot of imperfections in your skin, if you have blemishes, really heavy blemishes, if you have face craters, I don't know any better way to say it, if you have some
acne
sort of
scarring.
Yeah, acne scarring. Or if you have any sort of scarring on your face, a full coverage is a fucking godsend. A full coverage is thick enough that it will cover any abrasions or anything you have in your face and will smooth out your complexion. Mm-hmm. And basically, you put on a full coverage, you powder it with a translucent powder. I use the Coty powder. You can get it at Walmart.
It's $5.
Always use a translucent powder with your foundation, kids. Oh my fuck you. But yeah, you put it on a full coverage. Blend it in, use like a bronzer or a light blush to add some color back into your face, and you look flawless. One note that I know a lot of drag queens don't know how to do, blend your foundation into your neck. Oh my god, fuck you.
So you don't look like you're wearing a fucking mask?
Oh my god, you don't understand how many people I've seen that are like, I did my face, and I'm like, you're missing this.
From like the chin, edge of your chin down.
When your face doesn't match the rest of your skin.
I hate to tell you, women do that too.
I know, I've seen it.
It's like, you look like, when you're wearing a strappy dress and it just kind of, it's like, you missed a spot, like all of here.
Yeah, it gets bad. When you're doing your face, put the foundation on. You're going to want to contour and highlight. For my highlight, since I do costume drag,
should probably warn about wear something you don't mind getting shit on or do it topless.
Oh, God, yes. I've had that problem a few times. Yeah, makeup will get everywhere. Powder will get everywhere. I pulled out one of my brushes and it was like, powder.
I mean, I know gals who have this, basically a button-up shirt that they put on just for putting on their makeup, because that's a protective for everything else, so it doesn't get on their underclothes or their bra or anything else like that. So it's
their day gown.
Mm-hmm.
So before actually putting on the foundation, though, there's something that some people may have to do. Like for me, I have to do this. There are different ways that you can use makeup to help get rid of different issues. Like with the red, I put either this green paste by Dermablend,
mm-hmm.
or Revlon makes this lipstick tube that's green, and what it does is it cancels out the red.
You use that something like that for covering hickeys too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously if you have beards and stuff that just they grow too quick, and no matter how soon you shave, there's that shadow. There are different ways that you can cover it, which Keo can talk about.
Oh, so okay, beards are a blue purple color in the color spectrum wheel. If you put a orange or a red over your beard where it's growing in, and then you put a full coverage foundation or a foundation over it, frankly, it'll cancel out the colors of your beard. So it won't show through.
Even if you've got like a red beard or, you know, or like a blonde?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you have a blonde and it's not going to come through as much, you wouldn't really have to do that.
You won't have to hide it.
Yeah, but especially with a dark, if you have darker hair and it grows in, your beard grows in darker. I mean, honestly, it works for your beard and under your eyes because that's where,
Dark circles.
If you put it under your eye and put a foundation over it, it will cancel out the color in your face. Whoever thought that art class would be helpful? Color wheels are god.
Next thing, eyebrows. You have to get rid of them sometimes.
Oh, fucking eyebrows.
So, I have a little bit finer hair, so what I can do is honestly a fairly easy thing, which is Elmer's glue sticks.
Mm-hmm. The purple kind.
Actually, I use the stronger one. But, with that. Yeah. What I do is I rub it across both from the middle of my forehead toward the outside and then back across, making it all stick out. And then I get a flat round thing or
flat round thing.
I don't know what to call it.
Spatula?
Sure. Like, what the hell is that thing called? The clay sculpty tool thing?
Spatula.
Oh, okay, fine. It's called spatula. And I use that to actually flatten the hair down against my head. And I do that both sides, give a few moments to dry, do it typically about 3 to 4 times, just to make sure the glue is literally covering everything. So that way, none of the hairs start popping out.
You want the hairs of your eyebrows need to be as flat and plain under your skin as possible. And they need to make sure your glue on your eyebrows is dry before you put any fucking makeup on top of it. Oh my god.
I take it you made this mistake?
Many times.
Learn from Kyo's mistake.
I missed the part where you said eyebrows. I thought you were talking about putting a glue sticker on your entire head. And I'm like, oh my god. No.
Actually, yeah, it's a thing. Basically, if you want to make sure your hairs on the back of your head don't poke out from under your wig, lots of queens will put a glue stick and they'll do the entire hairline and pull it back. Or they'll use a really tough gel and then glue down the front of their hair and then they'll blast it all. So your hair doesn't move. And plus, when you put a wig on, if you have longer hair and you put a lot of gel in your hair and glue the front of it down and put a wig on, it gives you something to pin your wig into.
Hmm. Oh, nice.
So next part is after you actually flatten it.
I'm shiny.
Yeah.
So I stopped and saved it.
Okay.
And once that's happened, you just start back from... Sever needs to shine. Craft herpes.
Good job. Epic win.
That was awesome.
I got it so excited, it just jumped right out of me.
I'm covered in herpes now.
You furry.
Sheba's got herpes, too. Oh,
no. But do you have derpies? Well, he's not a husky.
He's at home.
Right. Okay, so... Wait a second.
So, after you actually flatten your eyebrows, there are still a few more steps. If you have darker hair, like I do, I have dark brown. Or if you're like Kia, who has black hair, you need to typically put on... what I do is, and I got this from Kyo, is Ben Nye clown makeup. It's a white paste that literally you just put on top of it, and obviously it makes the entire area white. The reason why you do that is because if you try putting on foundation right after flattening your eyebrows, then typically the color still shows through, at which point that takes away the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Clown so. White.
So, that's for me. However, there are sometimes other issues, and that's where Keo comes in when it comes to putting down eyebrows.
Oh, eyebrows. So I got big, bushy, pissed off eyebrows. So I use a spirit gum for my eyebrows, which is essentially a liquid adhesive for your face that's done with theater. It's the only thing I've been able to put on my eyebrows that will hold the motherfuckers down for any period of time.
And they still fight back at times.
Oh, and they do. Oh, they do. The spirit gum's slightly waterproof, so it helps with sweating. A trick I learned was to, honestly, I rub a little deodorant on my finger, and then I put it under my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. So they don't sweat?
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Put an antiperspirant under it. And then set everything. Basically I go over my eyebrows 6 times with the spirit gum, let it dry completely between each setting, and then I powder it, then I cover it with the, I use a Krylon wax. What is it? The Krylon eyebrow wax, and I just rub it on my eyebrows, and it's basically a crayon for your eyebrows, and you just rub in the wax, and it'll set into, or actually, don't powder, put the wax on before you powder, and then it'll stick into the spirit gum, mm-hmm. and then you just smooth it over your eyebrow, and then you powder.
So that order, not...
Yeah. Use the spirit gum, and then you dab your finger on it, it becomes tacky, and then you put the eyebrow wax on top of it, smooth it down, put one more layer of spirit gum over top of it to seal it all down, and then powder.
Think about it like this.
It's just a very multi-step process.
Eyebrows take me the longest.
It's that or take the eyebrows off.
Yep.
No. That is not an option.
Because even if you decide to draw eyebrows in,
You're a dude.
You look like a chola.
Hello. Don't mind me, I have my chola eyebrow.
Today I was angry.
Oh my god. Which, honestly, a little cute thing I found is if you take some of the clown white, or a white eyeshadow, brush it through your eyebrows, and then you can put a colored eyeshadow through your eyebrows if you want to change the color of your eyebrows. Hmm. It's a simple little thing I found out. I was like, oh, those are cute. And they can turn out disastrous, as we found out.
Do you have photos of the disaster?
I don't believe I took any. We were going to see Sharon Needles, and I was like, I'm going to do my face. And I got home and was like, ooh, I look a mess.
Afterwards?
Oh, all together, honey.
I mean, did you take off your face before you went down, or did you go down like that?
I went down like that. Oh, I know.
It turned into, like, sweating and nasty and sad.
Yeah. I there's many stages of my drag that goes from scary to so much less scary.
Go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I do suggest is if you ever have the time to go to an actual makeup store and have one of the people that's working there help you actually find the right color foundation for you. You don't necessarily have to purchase it from them. It's solely for the fact that you then know exactly what you need.
Allowed.
Because matching the color foundation to...
That's pretty interesting, Keo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was sharing a photo of himself as drag.
That's some pretty extreme eyebrows, too.
I know. they're just terrible image.
I think I got a lot better.
It was like...
You lesbian. You know.
You do look like a lesbian in that photo.
I know, I didn't have a wig on. I always look like a lesbian when I don't have a wig on.
Let me see. Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Still, you do look pretty good.
Asking for help is honestly not a bad thing. So whenever it comes to that, because whenever I was first starting to look at it, I tried finding foundation that would actually match me, and
Girl. More often than not, I mean, I'm sure these people have interactions with folks that may be looking for, like, stage reasons as well.
It's possible, so...
it's probably not too far outside
of some... Worse not, you can always use that as an excuse. Say I'm doing stuff for theater and I'm trying to find stuff. So if you don't feel comfortable saying why you're doing it, find a valid alternative reason.
I.e. theater. It's usually pretty valid.
Theater always works. I'm playing a character and I need to do...
stage makeup.
Yeah. I mean, you can even tell them, hey, I'm doing a woman in a stage production. I need makeup. Most people would feel more comfortable with a cover-up of, I'm not actually doing this for me, I'm doing it for a thing.
You said that you came up with a list of stuff that you can find in regular stores, I believe?
Okay, so I came up with one really good full-coverage foundation that you can get in drugstores. It's really, really cheap. And it's probably the best foundation you're going to get in a drugstore. And it's the Revlon Color Stay Foundation or the Revlon Photo Ready Foundation. It's a full coverage foundation. It has really long, it lasts for a really long time. And it's as close as you're going to get to a professional makeup for a really, really cheap price.
A good starter.
Yeah, it's a great starter. If you're doing a natural drag, I use...
natural, as opposed to
so most cross-dressers or daywalkers.
Daywalkers,
people that want to
pass.
Yeah, so makeup looks different in different lighting. So if you were trying to go for passable during the day or drag in the day, which would be a daywalker, I use the Maybelline Instant Age Rewind sticks. They have little foam tops. And you can really get, they're really good for controlling the amount of foundation you get out. And they have a pretty good variety of colors that are in the more natural palette. And basically, you're going to want to take any foundations that you want to try. Honestly, I open them the fuck up in the store and take a little bit and put them on my hand. It's really terrible. Never buy the foundation that's in the very front. Ever. But basically color match your skin, and I live by the Maybelline sticks. They're really nice, because they're click releases. You spin them, and they release a little bit of foundation into the foam tip, and then you just beat it in your face. And it gives a really good coverage, and it lets you have a more natural look than using...
as opposed to, what was the term you used for the more extreme?
Oh, you don't want to look campy. Not in daylight.
I mean, wiping your foundation off on your side.
No, I was itching.
Oh, I couldn't tell if it was that or, like, I got foundation, you know.
No. So, yeah, I mean, go for a more natural look if you're going through the day. Go with less harsh colors because the light's going to hit you and you're going to look wrong.
Obviously, there's a lot of other styles of makeup out there. One of the next big things that's honestly going to be the most... that will give you the most options, eyeshadow. The reason why I say that is because outside of the fact that obviously you can use it for eyeshadow, you can use it to do lipstick, you can use it to create a blush, you can use it to create contour lines. It all depends on what style palette you have. There are a lot of companies that make large palettes, like one that Keo brought. What's the name of it?
Oh my god, it's from Shani Cosmetics. It's my neon. Is it the 120?
No, it's larger than that.
Is it my, I think it's the, oh, god.
I think it's 180 or something.
Is it 180? Blah, can't remember. I've had it for too long.
Yeah, well, it's like those, you know, you'd see them as like a gift set and they have like a million goddamn different
things.
These are
really fucking good. Yeah, I think it's.
They have really good pigment to them.
I think it's 180. I think last time I counted how much eyeshadow I have, I think I have somewhere in like 500 to 600 different color eyeshadows at home.
Wow. The thing is, a good portion of them come as palettes versus, if you look at more expensive companies like MAC, Urban Decay, different ones like that, they sell a single color for like $20-$30, which I'm sorry, they're pretty, it's a really good company, but... Girl has only so much money. Yeah,
if you're going for the best top of the line, go MAC or Ben Nye for a single color. Like, if you want a really good one, if you're looking for just that one perfect color, then I would suggest going to them and getting a color. Mm-hmm. But if you're just going for general makeup or just want a lot of looks, get palettes.
Mm-hmm. One company that online that is honestly stupid cheap for all that you're getting and pretty good quality, BH Cosmetics. Just go to bhcosmetics.com. You can get 120 color palettes, and they do sales on their site all the time. Like, rather than spending $40 for the palette, that's the typical price, a good portion of the time they're like maybe $20 at most. And they've been doing a lot of sales lately where you buy the set products and you're getting like three or four products at the same time. So you're getting eyeliner, lip gloss, different things like that.
Yeah, I love makeup.
There's so much.
How many credit cards is that?
Oh, God. Well, that's how that one fucking credit card got maxed out, and now it's biting me in the ass.
Oh, man. So,
be careful with your spending. If you have a specific event that you need to go to, make sure you only get what you need. If this is more of a general thing, go at slow pace. Mm-hmm. Just buy portions at a time.
Yeah, trust me. I started and I was like, I'm gonna get the base drag. And base drag cost me about $500.
If you're smart about it, honestly, it won't necessarily cost that much. It's just,
I wasn't smart with it.
No.
I wasn't. I didn't know what I was doing really with my makeups, and I was buying really expensive brands that I didn't need, or I was wasting money on shit that was really bad. Honestly, before you go shopping, start getting lists of cosmetics. Look at reviews online, because women love to bitch about makeup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Best place to buy makeup brushes, Amazon. I will say that.
Yes.
Because you can buy, like, the thing that Kyo has, it's a roll, it's a case.
It's my Shaney roll. I love Shaney Cosmetics. Their shit's cheap and it's amazing. Like, I have an entire professional roll. It's goat and badger hair. And I think this is the 24 roll.
There's 24 different style brushes. The thing is, it's not all the same thing. There's actually 24 different styles.
Yeah.
And you spent $25 on it?
Yeah, barely. I did want the 43 roll, but they were out. Damn it. This is like not even half of my brushes. I was just like, I'm going to bring the one that's easy to travel. I think I have about 50 brushes now.
Yep.
And I use every fucking one of them on my face when I do it too. Makes a mess.
And getting clean can be a challenge.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh, the soap story.
Don't use soap in your brushes. I learned that the hard way. So we were getting ready. I was getting ready to go to drag, and we were going to the club, and I just washed my brushes that day.
Yeah, I remember.
And mm-hmm. I used I think I just used Dawn soap or something in my brushes, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna wash my brushes, do. Well, they didn't get completely cleaned out, as in I didn't rinse them completely out, and they still had some soap in it. So I was putting on my last layer of foundation, and I was putting on the powder. It tore away part of my face. Like, it pulled
the makeup off.
Yeah, it pulled a big hunk of foundation off my face. So once...
Oh my God.
So a thing, once you powder your face when you have the foundation down, you can't put more foundation on top of that. So once it pulls any foundation off your face, you're pretty fucked.
I remember you had to sit and work at that to try and get it at least somewhat.
Yeah, you can't
workable that night.
Yeah, you can't cover it up. Once it pulls the foundation off, it's just you have holes in your face.
You have to go back and layer, and you blended and you blended and you blended and you layered.
And it still was.
And then you fucked up.
Yeah. Make sure when you're putting on your powder, one thing I learned is get a velour puff and roll it on, or just beat it on your face. Do not rub. And if you don't use a powder brush for putting powder on your face, because it just takes away whatever's on your face. It's best thing you can do is just use a
lure. You blot, you don't rub.
Yeah. don't rub because it's just going to take away. Basically, if you're going to use a powder brush to put a translucent powder on your face, just do it very lightly and roll the brush on your makeup, or it'll take it away.
To those who are sensitive to smell, translucent powder kind of smells like an older lady, but not in a bad way.
It does. Well, no, that's just the Coty powder. The Coty powder has a very distinct smell. Most translucent...
Is it perfumed, or...?
Most translucent powders don't smell like that. It's just the Coty powder. Come
here. Is that a brand, or is that a product?
It's
usage.
The Coty powder, it's a air spun. Mm-hmm. It comes in a little orangey, small tin. It's a loose face powder, but it has a very distinct smell.
Oh, God, that.
Yeah.
I smell that old lady smell.
Mm-hmm. See, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not mean to say it smells like old ladies.
It does smell like, you know, like older style cosmetics.
Yeah. It smells really old. Since 1935. And trust, I'm pretty sure they got this powder in 1935. The way it
smells. Or they've been using that same formula.
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of... edumacation.
I know. Beat your face, kids.
No, you had that one email.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, because you said you guys have to leave about at midnight, and it's 11:38.
Ooh, shit.
So, read the email, go over the email, and wrap it up there?
Yep, with our Adam and Eve Adam at the last part.
You found something?
Yes.
Yay.
Uh-oh. The size of a problem. Dear Notcast, I have a fairly simple question for y'all. I've dabbled in cross-dressing both... just for fun around the house or at a fetish party and for sexy times with my girlfriend. I am, to put it mildly, a big guy. I'm 6'4" and built like a mobile mountain slide. Side. Mountain side, not slide.
That's a different,
like fun.
That's a different thing.
Oh, that sounds dirty too. I found panties.
Everything sounds dirty when you say it like that.
Do you want to come down my mountain slide?
Anyways.
I found panties and some stockings that will fit me, but that's it. Where would you and your resident guest experts recommend I look to find feminine clothes that are made to fit someone of my stature? I am sadly hopeless with needle and thread, so doing alterations to other clothes simply isn't possible. Thanks for any advice, Moonshine Fox.
I wish that he actually gave a general size to work with. I mean, mountainside says some, but I mean, is he 3X, 4X, 5X?
I'm going to assume as large as possible. If you are in a normal area and not in the middle of the country, I would suggest finding a Torrid or any of the XL women's stores.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Bryant is... if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. they're XL. Yeah.
Yes.
Lane Bryant, Catherine's, Torrid. God.
Yeah, Torrid's like the plus size Hot Topic.
Pretty much.
But honestly, they do pretty good product.
No, I don't say anything against it. Actually, there's one in Arlington, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's one in Arlington. There's one in Mesquite, which... Mesquite. Anyways.
Honestly, I do a lot of my shopping at Ross. I need to stop doing that, but...
Why? What's wrong with Ross?
Ross is good for the bargain hunter, but you have to look to find something, and a lot of their shit's crap. Ah. Especially when you get into the bigger girl sizes, it's just like, oh, look, a caftan. Oh, a muumuu. Yay, happy.
Just what I didn't want?
Yeah, pretty much. Or you get African...
Yes, you get African clothing.
You get African goddess. So
I want to be an ebony goddess.
I know, right? So it takes some looking.
You have to work really hard at that.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we got the makeup. We have the time sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We're talking about doing up in blackface one day just for shits. Going around the house and taking pictures.
Not out into the apartment complex.
Hell no. I would get shot.
I was like, because I have this really, really dark brown foundation in my box. And I was just like, I really want to just do my whole face in it. Because It's cocoa brown.
I want to see photos if you do this.
I was just like, this is going to get me shot, and I'm going to love it. But yeah, so, okay.
No going, but you love it until you get shot.
Until I get shot.
But no, going to a hospital would be interesting.
Look online and look for your plus size women's stores. They exist. Shoes, if you have big feet, look online.
Best place to look, honestly, is electricboutique.com. Electric is not spelled
it's regularly. Electric. E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C-Q-U-E or something like that.
But yeah. If you put Electric Boutique into a Google search, it pulls it up.
Yeah.
The reason why I suggest it is because they have a lot of shoes. A lot.
Yeah, they're pretty much the sexy women's clothing shop.
And they have so many discounts.
Yes.
Are they like a local company? Because yes, I remember they that are. They only, there's like one in Arlington, and then they went all over the place.
They're... they only have two shops right now. They used to have three, but one of them shut down.
Oh.
But they do a lot of sales internationally. Uh-huh. Because, honestly, a good portion of the shoes that they have are sold to drag queens, which, sadly, the local stores stopped carrying. Which is dumb, because one of them's really close to the neighborhood, and they used to get a ton of drag queens, but they don't anymore just because they don't carry anything. So... purchasing online is definitely there. If you are looking at different companies, make sure that you're careful with your purchases, just because it's just like with any type of clothing and stuff. Different check companies.
Check their return policies.
Huh?
Check their return policies.
That too. If I remember correctly, if it's not the right size shoe and there's no visible issue with it, you can exchange it. But the thing is, just like with clothing, it's the same with shoes. Not every company, despite saying the same size, is actually the same size.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you get into women's clothing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Women's clothing is horrible like that.
The only exception to the rule is if you have an open toe heel, it adds an inch. But I wouldn't suggest getting one that's under your size, even if it does add an inch, because then you'll have toes hanging.
Also, and I know that this may seem mean... if you have ugly feet, don't do open toes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cover that shit, Hunter.
I got some fairly gnarly big toenails. So.
Yes.
But I'm a gross dude, so.
Let's see. We covered clothing. We covered...
makeup.
We covered makeup. In regards to this email.
Yeah.
We also covered shoes. Panties, I mean, are obviously fairly easy to do. You can make it to where you can just go into... most places and get it. I mean, if you're a bigger guy, Tord will carry panties that you can get. Think of, honestly, what do you wear? Like me, I wear XL men underwear, and I've actually been able to fit into XL women's panties. So,
yeah.
And then there's Sarah.
Lady boy.
Little faggot.
You should talk. You got him panties for his birthday.
I know. How did they turn out, by the way?
He hasn't worn them yet.
That bitch.
I know. I found him folded up in the drawer, so he hasn't worn these yet. He's like, oh, right.
That makes me sad.
But yeah, no, I actually haven't bought panties before, because I already have so many goddamn layers on. I'm like, I don't need panties to fuck them.
It's like, I'm wearing boxer shorts.
Well, it's just funny. Well, no, I just don't wear anything, because they've got like seven layers on. It's not going to go anywhere.
Nothing's moving.
It's always funny, because like, we were at the bar a few months ago, and there was this guy that came up and started groping me on the dance floor, and I just kind of wanted to laugh, because I'm like... I must feel like a woman right now, because you ain't finding nothing. I can't even find it right now. Like, I think it went to China. Like, taking a piss and drag. Honey, it's a fucking expedition. I gotta send mountain teams down. To like,
is that you just don't drink anything that night because God help you?
Oh God, no, you have to drink. That's half the fun. Especially
whenever you go to... the bathroom and somebody accidentally kind of drugs you.
Oh, what? That was... so I got really shit-faced at the bar a few months ago, and I was in the and I was, like, running around in my heels through the bar, and I was like, I really need to piss. So I, like, was like, women's, men's, which bathroom? Oh, fuck it, I'm going in the men's bathroom. So I'm like, ta-da! And some guy's like, hey, you want a drink? And I'm like, yeah! Fucking pounded a drink in the back. And, like, I took a piss, got out, and I just came laughing out, and I just came up to Avery and was like, girl, I think I just got drugged! Whee!
He was fucked up that night.
I was so drunk.
What did they get you?
Oh, they just got me. There was some random guy in the bathroom that was like, here, have a drink. And I'm like, okay, whoosh. This is like the third time I've done that. And afterwards, I'm like, that could have had drugs in it.
That's why you have people to keep an eye on you.
So don't follow Kia's example.
Don't take drinks from strangers. That
you nearly got roofied.
I'm not going to get into that, but
bar culture is dangerous and scary.
It can be, but it's not because you're gay. I mean, honestly, straight guys do it too.
Oh no, it's the bar scene
in general that can have issues. Yeah. Be careful.
So, watch a drink.
Last thing, I guess, before really wrapping it up, is it's always nice to have actual visuals outside of RuPaul's Drag Race and different things like that. So that way you can kind of get a little bit of an idea of how it can be fun. There are actually a decent amount of movies out there that you can watch that give you a pretty good idea, as well as the fact that they give you an idea of how much it can change somebody. Like the movie Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, yes.
Whose three main people are Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and what's... Okay, we'll just go with those
John
two names.
John Leguizamo.
There we go. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, who... What's his name?
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hugo Weaving, a.k.a. Hello, Mr. Smith.
Mm-hmm. Or Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, whatever. Smith.
Paris is Burning, Pink Flamingos, Wigstock the Movie.
Wigstock?
Okay. Sunset Boulevard, Some Like It Hot, Dressed to Kill. Silence of the Lambs. Really?
They're really good horror movies. Okay, so the last three are horror movies that delve into... Those are the horror movies that involve some sort of drag cross-dressing.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
The last one is Sleepaway Camp. And you forgot a movie. Connie and Carla.
Oh, Connie and Carla.
It's women dresses men dresses women.
It's amazing.
Victor Victoria.
I
watched Connie and Carla.
There's a long list.
That movie makes me heart happy.
So I hadn't seen it. I showed him that.
But for every drag queen that is to be and will ever will be, Paris is Burning is a must. You must see that movie. It is so ingrained in the drag culture. It's retarded. Every bit of lingo, every word that has ever been spoken out of a drag queen's mouth is in that movie or has been cited from that movie.
Drag can be a very fun thing if you allow it to be. Cross-dressing can be fun if you allow it to be. But don't expect immediate results.
Oh, God, no.
If you're expecting immediate results, you should be having help from somebody who is an expert. That's the only way that you will have immediate results. Walking in heels is a bitch. Typically, you're going to look like you have a corn cob shoved up your ass for a little while till you actually can get the walk down.
I still do.
But
that's just for fun.
Sadly, it is not something that you can really get into if you don't have money. And I'm not saying that you have to be rich. I'm just saying if you don't have a job or something right now, it's probably not something that you should really delve into right now.
Yeah, it's hard to drag on a dime.
Ooh, yeah, women's dress-up clothes are not cheap.
No.
They make a lot of money over our social anxiety.
If you have the ability to learn how to do basic sewing, this is where Keo keeps me around.
I do.
Because duct tape, glue guns, and things like that are not what dresses are made out of.
Though some drag queens might protest.
I'm sorry. No. No. Smack.
Those are good for temporary fixes?
That's a temporary fix. just for that minute and then take it out and fix it once you are home. Mm-hmm. Don't make a dress out of that. Yeah.
And honestly, a really good hint just for a new drag queen is go see your local shows. Find your amateur nights, because every bar eventually has an amateur night where they bring in new drag queens. Go there and talk to some of the queens. Frankly, like, most of the queens that go to amateur nights are brand new at it, too. And they're still like, oh my god, how do I powder my face? Oh my god, my contour.
If you have the ability to, off to the side, talk to a full queen.
Yes. An experienced queen is a dangerous thing to have under your belt. Ha. Huh.
Indeed.
Oh my.
Kai Kai.
So many words. Yes.
Is that anything else?
I don't have anything.
When you're making your origami vagina, make sure that you use good paper.
Including a couple pussy rolls.
If this has given you any questions after hearing this, honestly, talk to Keo Foxtrot, talk to Avery Dragon. We are more than happy to try and help you as best as we can.
One of us has the answer to something.
Probably.
Yeah. It might not be Twitter. Right, you know.
But if one of us doesn't know, then we'll most likely direct you to the other, because the other one will know.
So at Keo Foxtrot and at
Avery Dragon. Dragon.
Very straightforward. So that's going to wrap it up for this night. We have one last thing to do before we're done. That's our Adam and Eve item of the week.
Put it in your butt.
Yes, this is something for your butt.
Oh.
Or your vagina. Butt. Okay, so Avery has found us a better item.
Hi. It is called the Wii Vibe. Actually, the newest version is called the Wii Vibe 3.
I'm going to try one of these. I mean, they just sound like...
So the product itself is shaped kind of like a C. Mm-hmm. There are the two ends of them are fairly thick. There's two different motors that are attached together. It's a rechargeable product made with silicone. And the 3, which is the newest style, is going to have 6 different styles of vibration. It's going to have a remote that has a 10-year lifespan battery to it.
Wow.
It has a 1-year full warranty through the manufacturer. You do have to actually register it, but if anything happens within that year, they will replace it for you. The big positive about it is the fact that instead of using a vibrating cock ring, this is something that, especially for women, you can insert the smaller portion, and what it does is it rubs against the G-spot while the outer portion stays against the clitoris. And the neat thing about it having the remote, it acts as a great foreplay device. At the same time, the thinner portion that connects the two motors, the guy can still go in. He's not going to have any discomfort, so you both get sensation out of it. As for the reason why I suggest the 3 over, like, the 2, is because the 2, you still have to reach down in between to change the functions, which, whenever you're getting hot and heavy, it's not, because you're like, and then you're like, hold on, you have to pull back so I can actually do something, which is never fun. Just touch the remote, and there you go. So the other neat thing is the 3 compared to the 2 is 100% waterproof, because it charges on a little deck that it sits on. That way you don't have to plug the charger directly into the toy itself. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have a lot more functionality to it. And the 3 is, I believe, 40 or 60% more powerful than the 2. So Wii Vibe in general, great way to go. It's a product that you can use single, as a couple, as foreplay device, or during sex.
I've heard such good things about that. I really, really want to find one and put it in my vagina.
Well, I have one that I have one in the closet, if you want. I lost the charger because they gave us the wrong charger, so you just have to buy that. But it's the 2, if you're willing to take the 2.
I'm willing to take the 2.
Okay. All right. Well, our coupon code gets you the free shipping. But this is a very high-end item, but it is a very high-end item for a good reason. It's $100. Mm-hmm. So if you want something that'll last you a good long while, and that, and if our description fits your needs, it's a worthwhile investment. Coupon code NOT, KNOT, at adamandeve.com.
And get the free shipping.
Yeah. Yay! Oh, and you will get, with this one, if you do get the full price of Wii Vibe 2, there's also a Summer Lovin' Travel Kit, which is like their summer bonus. Summer, you get whatever is in that as well.
Blast.
So, on that note, good night.
And big balls.